afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. It is Tuesday, and we all know I love Tuesdays and our Tuesday Business Spotlight with the Social Media Help Not Hype Show this week and our host, Janice Clark. And Janice, you know, back in the beginning of the year, launched her new format of a 30-minute podcast. Today's a 45-minute show because Janice is having a guest today, which those of you who tune into her shows know this is only the second time she's ever had a guest on the show, so you know that she will be sharing something incredibly valuable. So I advise you to get your pens ready. And today, Janice is speaking with Dr. Karen Keller, and they will be discussing how to be more influential online using 7 traits you already possess. So I want to get right into the show today and bring Janice in.
Hi, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. This is Janice Clark, and I'm the host of the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Tuesdays. There are 820 million searches on Google each month for the phrase, how to get what I want. On our show, I typically show you how to get more of the things you want as it pertains to social media. I show you how to use sites like Twitter and Facebook and Google+, LinkedIn, YouTube, I show you how to use a lot of these and more in order to get more visibility for your business, more sales, more conversations around your brand. Today I'm joined by a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Karen Keller. She's a clinical psychologist who helps people become more influential and teaches them how to influence conversations in order to skew the outcome in their favor. So imagine what would happen if you can influence the outcome of a job interview or a client presentation. Imagine if you knew just what to say in order to make people want to share your blog posts or buy your products. That's where Karen comes in. She's worked with major corporations like Pepsi and American Express offering invaluable advice on these very topics. And she's decided to pull back the curtain and really share all of this amazing information that she has been paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for. She has decided to share it with the world. Now, I have personally worked with Karen these last few years to launch this particular program that she's been working on. It's taken well over 2 years and thousands of man-woman hours and over 1,000 beta testers, consultants, partners, supporters. But she has finally released the Keller Influence Indicator. This is an assessment, and it's able to help you determine, based on your unique responses to each question, just how likely you are to be able to influence any conversation in your favor, written, verbal. It does this based on 7 traits of influence that everyone has: confidence, commitment, courage, passion, empowering, trustworthiness, and likability. Dr. Keller then helps you improve upon your weakest traits and helps you learn how to use these traits all together in order to be more influential and get more of what you want out of life. Now, I often talk about what you need to do in order to get more visibility or more sales online. Today, Karen is going to share with you her thoughts on influence and how being is just as important as doing when it comes to your social media. We talk a lot about doing. Today, we're going to talk about being. Now, before we get started, I'm going to turn this back over to Dory for just a moment so she can share our show sponsors.
Hi. Thanks, Janice. Today, our show is being sponsored by the host of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, Sina Block. So let me share Sane Spaces with you all.
Sina Block's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do 2 things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Sina Block is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
Thanks to Sina and Sane Spaces, and our other show sponsor is Safety First Bags. You need to travel, and you need your laptop when you do, but do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. take a look at a special offer for Word of Mom Radio listeners and get introduced to the checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks that Safety First Bags have designed. They meet all federal TSA guidelines, which means jet-setting mompreneurs and busy travelers no longer have to remove their laptop at every airport checkpoint. So visit wordofmomradio.com/offer/ for special prices and free shipping for our Word of Mom Radio listeners. And I encourage you to go over to wordofmomradio.com and meet all of the mompreneur sponsors that we have in our mompreneur marketplace. And it's all mom-approved products and services. And I really encourage you to reach out and connect with all of the women who support Word of Mom Radio online and become part of this growing family. So we're going to get back to Janice. I hope you guys have your stuff ready to take your notes. I know I do, because this is going to be some very interesting information.
Thanks, Dori. I appreciate your sharing that. Karen, do I have you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for the wonderful introduction, Janice. I'm so excited to be on your show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I am thrilled to have you. I've been wanting to do this show for a very long time and really, you know, introduce you to our listening audience. And this is the first time Karen's been on here with us. Karen, you'll find the show is very informal. Sometimes we have a cameo appearance from my little one. We'll try not to have that today. But sometimes she puffs her head
anyway. Oh, Dorothy
can
join us anytime.
She's been in on this launch for most of her life. she feels very much a part of it. Well, I wanted to bring you on today because I really love what you're sharing. I'm such an advocate for it. I've had a chance to take the Keller Influence Indicator, and I really wanted you to share with our audience what it is, what it's all about, and how it can help. And I was hoping you would start with just talking for a moment about what made you. What possessed you to launch into this? It has taken so long. This has been such a massive endeavor. What made you decide that you wanted to help people determine their level of influence?
Well, there's a lot of answers to those questions. There's a lot of questions there. There's a lot of material. So if I talk too fast, you're just going to have to say, slow down a little bit. You can't write that.
Right ahead. Right ahead.
Well, you know, it started. You're exactly right. I have been a master certified coach, formerly a clinical psychologist, but that's never too far behind. And I was working with major companies. I found myself after a few years of going into the coaching industry, and in that world, working with some very large companies like some major universities, Pepsi, as you mentioned, American Express. I worked with the medical industry organizations there, Pizza Hut, corporate, and the list goes on. I had a pretty good referral system going, I guess, and I was fortunate that I worked with people that were in executive positions, people who were decision makers and so on and so on. And what I realized, and I had done that so much, I was selling my time. And it got to be where I was selling time that I didn't have anymore. And what I wanted to do is I said, you know what, there's a common theme among all of these. And I will say about 95% of my clientele were men, just because that's how it happened. I mean, I was working in some high-end manufacturing industries as well, the automotive industry, stuff like that, which typically tend to be men. But anyway, I decided let's take a look and see, you know, what is the major thing that seems to be popping up. And 6 months, and I did some soul searching myself, and I really started, you should see my office in my house, in the bedroom, in the hallway, everything. There were flip chart papers everywhere. I was writing on designing and doing mind mapping all over the place. And long story short, what it came down to, the thing that every coaching conversation, every relationship with a client, everything that a client wanted all came down to one word, and that was influence. And I was excited because I'll share a little short story here. And it just kind of came to me. Now, this is like 4 years ago, and I decided, you know what, this is really very accurate. It felt comfortable. It felt right. I listened to my heart, because I'm a big one on listening to your heart. Your head's good, but your heart's great too. So I started designing, you know, material around influence and taking a look at the conversations. And as Janice, you know, like you said earlier, we've done, I just finished the webinar series that I think is going into production for On Demand right now. So people will still have access to it for free, by the way. I decided not to charge for it. But
that's great.
Yeah, well, I decided, you know, I'm very invested in getting information into people's hands. And there's a very strong message, which is why I'm so excited to be on here, because I want to share what my message is. When I started to look at influence and I started thinking about, okay, how do I, you know, spread this word? And, you know, one-on-one, let's think about how we can do this. And I'll never forget, 2 o'clock in the morning, I jump up from my office, run down the hall. I work at home, which I have done for, 10 or more years, and I love it. And I go wake up my husband, and I said, guess what, I figured out how to do this. And he's looking at me like, are you nuts? Which, as you know, Randy, he's, you know, not the first time he's looked at me like I was crazy. It occurred to me that what people really want to know is how to measure it, how to take a look and see, you know, really what is my influence. And I was so excited. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, what I come down to, and this is where my psychology background, I did a lot of research as a psychologist, as a heart researcher. You know, I was a chemist before I was a psychologist. So anyway, research was very exciting and fun for me to do. And in the next 2 weeks, I realized you can't measure influence. Not unless I could follow Donald Trump around and I could tell you what it was that, you know, caused him to be, you know, have influence or to influence deals and stuff like that. But you'd have to do that one-on-one. And then it occurred to me, but what you can measure is a person's potential to be influential. You can always measure potential. So that I even got more excited about. And we went through this long process. As you said, it took a good 18 months to, you know, 2.5 years. And we gathered information, did an extensive literature review. In fact, just last night, I finished writing up our research summary report where we show all of our statistical analysis on the assessment, which is it's important to me. I don't know how many other people will be interested, but it's really important to me that I show the credibility of this assessment. It's not it's not a fluff piece like you would find in Glamour magazine or, Field.
No, and that's what's really so impressive about this. You know, it's not just, it doesn't look at your social profiles and estimate how influential you are based upon what other people are doing around you. You know, it's not a 10-question questionnaire. This is a full-on assessment. There are several hundred questions on here. I'm estimating. I don't have that exact number in front of me.
Yeah, there's 133. We started out with 154 with our beta test group. This has been thoroughly researched and tested. In fact, it's interesting that you're saying that, because I just had feedback a few days ago. You know, we just launched this the end of May, so it is brand new.
Right.
The other thing about this is that it's never been done before. There has never been, and because we worked with a team of people from a major university, and they guided us through things, and that's what they do. It's a statistical group of people anyway. And there is not an assessment that actually measures influence potential. Now, there are things that will tell you what your style of influence is, just like there's a lot out there that tell you your leadership style and stuff like that. But this gives you an actual number. It gives you a K factor, which is your total influence score. Then it also gives you, you mentioned the 7 traits that go into making up your potential for influence, and that's the confidence, commitment, courage, passion, empowering, likability, and trustworthiness. And, you know, all of them need to be working together. You know, if any one of them is out of sync or is lower or you just simply don't pay attention to it, then the others aren't as good as they could be, even though they might be good. They could be better. And so that's the whole thing. But you get numbers. You get a score for each of those 7 traits or scales. We call them subscales. And you also get an overall score. So this information, but I wanted to say, we had somebody that, you know, took this, and we always are very interested in people giving us feedback. And I read every comment and everything. My assistant sends me everything that comes through. And we had a gentleman the other day who said that basically, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, he said, this isn't for the faint of heart or the light of heart. He said, I can tell that this is for serious people who really want to dig in and make some major changes in their life because they know that this is what they need to do. And then he got that by just taking the assessment and reading through his report. You know, our reports are very customized. It's like a thumbprint.
Reports are huge. And I loved it because it's, I mean, the report that you get specifically tells you, for example, you have a ton of confidence and a ton of passion, but you're really low on commitment, or you really need to work on commitment, because if you have, you can have plenty of confidence and passion, but if you're not committed to what you want to do or not committed enough, then obviously you're not going to be as successful as you could be. And it takes each of these specific seven traits and tells you, doesn't just give you a number. It gives you the number, but it doesn't just give you a number. It's not just some ambiguous, you know, something
right.
that you can pat yourself on the back about. It really tells you if you want whatever it is you want, whether it's a better job, a bigger raise, a promotion, more clients, if you're trying to build your business online, whatever it happens to be, this report will specifically tell you with each of those seven traits, you know, here's where you need improvements, here's where you're doing well, and you walk away with some strong specifics about what you personally need to work on in order to get exactly what you're looking for. And, of course, we all have different goals, and this report is so customized. It's impressive. It's just truly impressive.
Well, you're hitting it on the head. You know, we didn't want to have something that was cookie cutter. Not at all,
right.
Because that would not fit. I would not like that, and I thought, that's why it took so long, because I did so much. I mean, we spent hours. I mean, I was working 12, 14-hour days. You know, I loved it. I had burnout periods, you know, but I really made it very individualized according to how people respond to each of the 133 items. Very much so. But, and, you know, you had mentioned something. I want to touch base on this. I know, you know, some listeners might be saying, well, this is really cool and stuff like that, but what's the purpose of it? Here's the purpose. My goal was that I could help anybody, and I wanted to reach a large number of people because there's only one of me. But I wanted to put something out there where people could actually find a tool that they could then bring out the best in themselves. You know, because we have seven workbooks that go along with each of the seven traits. And people can pick and choose, or you can get the whole box set, whatever. But they're designed with each workbook has 42 lesson plans. But there's exercises, and it takes you from the beginning. Like, we call them fundamentals. You have 7 days of that, you know, 14 lesson plans. And then you have another set of 14 lesson plans, and that's competencies, developing, let's say, for instance, your competencies on being likable. And you know, and some of the things that I've thought, well, that last section there for the workbooks is mastery. Now, those get to be pretty advanced and in-depth. Those really touch on everything. And I also went into the workbooks and showed them, showed people how you can use these exercises. There's quizzes, there's checklists, there's all kinds of stuff in the workbooks. But to apply it specifically, it's not something that you read and just put away and think about. No, 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 no. It's very action-oriented, and it's very much, you can implement this today.
It's for the person who's really serious about
getting
what they want in life. You know, if you're not serious, and this is one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on the show today, Karen. I have done a lot of shows in the past trying to explain to people that it doesn't do any good to just do one piece of the puzzle. You know, one of my favorite shows and one that's gotten the most hits are Do It Right or Don't Do It At All. And I talk about, I talk about a combination of activities as it pertains to social media that you have to do. And you have to do this combination. You have to do them in this order or it's not going to work. You know, this Keller Influence Indicator, the K2 is how it's pronounced, and all the workbooks that go along with it, you know, they really focus on building your life the right way, whatever your goal happens to be. You know, if you're listening to the show, Think about your goals right now. What are you trying to do? Are you working for someone else? Are you working for yourself? Are you trying to build a business? Are you just trying to get your kids to listen to you? You know, mine is getting on my desk right now, even though I told her to behave. I obviously need to go back to my workbooks, Karen.
That's a really good point. What you're saying is very good, and the way that I approach that is, if people are wondering, you know, it, you know, I always just say the very typical thing: what keeps you awake at night? But then I go into giving people choices. Let's see here: is there something about a relationship? Maybe it's an intimate relationship, mm-hmm. or a friend relationship, or a work relationship. Is it another person? Sometimes your neighbor just gets really under your skin, or there's a coworker,
yes.
or your boss is not listening to you, or you get passed over. You know, maybe something that's keeping you up at night is the role that you have been put into playing. And that's, you know, that's kind of deep, but we all, if we stop and think about it, we're mothers, daughters, wives, husbands, uncles, grandpas, I mean, you know, bosses, supervisors, whatever. You know, it can be anything that could be causing you stress or that's on your mind, what's keeping you awake. Because I guarantee that if you really look, and I coached with you about that one thing that's keeping you up at night, that's missing in your life or causing stress, I will guarantee that it will be traced back to one or more of these seven traits.
That's exactly right, and that truly hits it right on the head, Karen. You know, most of us don't sit around thinking, boy, I wish I were more influential.
No, you don't
think about
I
yourself.
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I don't either, you know. And you don't sit around thinking in those terms, but you do think about how, you know, you're at one level in your life and you really want to be at another one. You know, you're either getting started and you want to, you know, get to an intermediate level, or things are going well, but you need them to be going great. Again, you need more money. You need to bring in more clients. You need to be able to hire more of the right kinds of people for your business.
Referrals.
You know, we're not always really certain why things aren't going the way we really want them to go. But we do know, if we sit down and really do a little soul searching, very often we know that things aren't quite going exactly the way we want. We're just not sure where to get started. This K2 really helps you dig in and understand the specifics of your own character, understanding why I'm being passed over for promotions, understanding why I just can't get past the $20,000 or $30,000 mark in my business, you know. This is one I very commonly hear, clients who tell me they're at one level in their business, and they really want to push it to the next level, and things are going well, things are going okay, but they just can't quite get it into the next level. The Keller Influence Indicator is a great, great tool for that person, because it can really help you dig into the nitty-gritty of your own personality, your own life, and really assess, where am I now, you know, and which particular things, what's keeping me from getting on to the next level. And I really do love this assessment because of that, because you get so specific, and it's accurate. You know, again, this has only been launched a few weeks, but you've already had quite a few people who have signed up for this, who've taken it. What types of things are people saying about it?
Well, people are amazed. One of the first things that I saw as a common thread when the first pieces of feedback or comments started coming in was that how accurate it was. One woman said it's just like looking in a mirror. She couldn't believe. Mm-hmm. She looked at her scores and stuff, and she was really excited about getting the report. She started reading through the report. And the reports, by the way, are 45 to 50 pages long. This is not fluff. You know, I gave, by the way, everybody the charts of the norming group, so you know where you are with respect to the group that we normed this on. And the rest is all content. And it's all content about the person who took it. But one of the things she said was, it was like talking to her best friend. She said because she was so surprised at how well this report was talking back to her, that she really knew it, you know, that this report really knew these things about her. And one of the things that another gentleman, he wrote back and he made a comment about how he never would have guessed which one was his strongest. He was just blown away. He said, I never would have thought of that. And what he was talking about, you know, we do publish some of the things, you know, and stuff here and there, but we don't put everything because some of these people are writing us paragraphs, you know, of information. But
right.
One of the things he said was is that he felt that he was too modest to ever acknowledge his strongest trait, which, by the way, was courage. You know,
right.
Courage was his strongest trait, and he never realized just how strong it was. And so now he's excited because he said, that's the one I'm going to be leading with. Because,
excellent.
You know, as you know, courage affects how committed you are. It affects
right.
You know, your courage to be likable. Sometimes to be likable, mm-hmm. you don't go with the popular opinion all the time. I mean, whatever the
right.
case is, you know. And there was something else that you had said earlier on that I wanted to touch base real quickly.
And I tell you what, but before you do that, just a quick reminder for those of you who might have joined the call late. We are deep in conversation. This is Janice Clark, and we are on the Social Media Help Not Hype show today. And we are deep in conversation right now with Dr. Karen Keller. She is a clinical psychologist who has developed the first scientifically proven assessment to help you determine your potential to be influential. And she's talking about the assessment right now, and we're just talking about different ways that it really helps anyone determine exactly how influential they are, which specific influence traits they might need the most help with. And she's talking a little bit about other people who have taken the assessment and what they've come back, what they've said about it. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Karen.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick, I wanted to say, why are we talking about influential? There is a difference between influence and influential, and here's what it is. Influence is a very external activity. You're doing something. It's a state of doing. You're interested in position. You have power. You have influence in an authoritarian kind of way. You know, like everybody has bosses, or you have people that you're accountable to, you know, whatever the case may be, which isn't a bad thing. Influence is a good thing. We've had great people who've done a lot of stuff and have written a lot of great material and put it out there for us. I wanted something deeper. I wanted something more, because before I can go ahead and have that conversation with my boss, I need to have commitment or courage or confidence. I knew that having the influence, you know, they say, go ahead and have a conversation with your boss. Ask for that raise. Well, you know what? I realize that if I'm not confident, I'm never going to ask for that raise, or it's going to fall flat because I am not exuding my confidence. And that's where I took it a step back. Before you can have influence, you have to be influential. And being influential means having the best as possible and continuing to grow each of these seven traits. For example, let's say I'm a salesperson, and I have to make so many cold calls. So I'm doing this. Well, guess what happens to my cold call? I mean, cold calls are great because you need to get out there. You have to network. Well, if I don't make a commitment, if I find that my tendency to make a commitment is weak, guess what? I will not be persistent in my cold calls. And if I'm not persistent in my cold calls, guess what else? I don't have the income coming in. I don't have the sales, I don't have the network, I don't have the referrals. All these things I'm going to be chasing. But if I have the commitment, which means I will persevere, I'm persistent, I don't give up, I know what my goal is, I know I have that desire. Passion gives me that desire to make the commitment. That's one of our other traits. That will be the direct and sometimes indirect, but it's the foundation of getting the sale. It's the foundation of building the relationship. It's the foundation of, you know, the person that says yes to me and says, you know what, I'm going to switch my marketing campaigns over to your company. Wow. Why? Because they trusted me, because I was trustworthy. So there is a direct correlation between each of these seven traits and as a whole to outcomes that are very tangible, that make a difference. You know, it's kind of like,
love it.
Yeah, would I take my my 3-year-old and throw her on a – I'm from northern Minnesota, and so everybody could skate and play hockey. I played hockey even – oh, my God, anyway. So I would never take my 3-year-old or my 2-year-old and put a pair of skates on her and throw her on the ice. Because guess what? She's going to fall flat in her face. No, no, no. I need to bring her back, and I need to teach her how to walk gracefully, how to balance herself, how to look ahead, not look at her feet. I need to teach her all of these things that make it possible for her to get on those skates and skate on the ice. It's the same way with being influential. You need to have, it's important that you invest in these things. And I know people are. But sometimes we get lost in 500 self-help books. We get lost. The other thing that I, and I'm a numbers person, you know, there's a part of, I'm very left brain in a lot of ways. And I wanted to know, I mean, if I could have had an assessment that I could have taken that would have said, here's where you are. You're on a 68 on this. You're a, you know, a 72 here. You're an 84 here.
And here's what you need to do about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I love. Karen just doesn't just say, oh, you're a 68, you're a 52, you're a 73. Thanks for your time. See you later. Karen then tells you what happens next, what the next step is. And that's been really the exciting part for me is that you get, again, you get specifics. We've talked about this a lot again on the show, Karen, as far as social media is concerned and building your business online. We have talked a lot about building a foundation. I have talked extensively about how you have to have a quality website. You've got to have good content. You know, there are so many things that have to fall in place. You can't just wake up one morning and start tweeting and posting on Facebook and expect to do business. There is a whole process that has to be followed, and it's the same with the Keller Influence Assessment. And we are running low on time, or we're coming just about to the end of the call. Karen, is there anything else that you would like to tell us about the assessment? Or I know you have so many products and tools, and I would love it if you would join me for a follow-up Google Hangout to discuss in more detail some of the things we've been talking about. Karen and I could talk for 4 hours.
I know. Sometimes we do.
So, first of all, would you care to join me another day on a Google Plus Hangout and kind of continue talking more about this and what it can really how it can really benefit the average person?
Oh, absolutely, definitely, sure.
Fabulous. Is there anything else today that you would like to tell us about this or anything else you just really want to share with the world about the assessment or what you've created surrounding it?
Well, the main purpose of this assessment is to bring out the best in every single person because I've witnessed it, and I'm sure you have too, Janice, that when the best is brought out in people, they become creatively and wildly successful, you know, and that just that type of success happens when you build a foundation, and that's you know, you don't build a house, you know, it's like the three little pigs. The brick house with the foundation was really sturdy and strong, and that's what these seven traits do. They make you strong, and then you go out and you influence your world everywhere, and that's the other thing I did learn. Every conversation, every look, every nonverbal, every place you are, whether it's in your church, in your school, at work, at home, wherever it is, your family reunions, every exchange you have or interaction you have, has you're being influential. Now, the extent is up to you. That's the decision that everybody needs to make, is to what extent am I going to influence my world? Because we all have that power to do so. I just am trying to make it a little easier and quicker for people to do it.
And you have. You know, I'm obviously a huge fan, and I just love how specific you are. I love the fact that when you sit down, you take this assessment, and you really feel like you have this wonderful business coach, highly qualified business coach, who understands all there is to understand about you. It's like you sit down with someone and they say, okay, hon, here's the problem. Here's why you are where you are. Great job on these things, but you know what? If you really want to see big results, you need to work on A, B, and C, you know, along with all these other great things that you have going on. Here's what you need to do. If you want to achieve this result, here's what you need to do. So I'm loving the specifics. I love all the great information you share. Now, Karen, if we want to connect with you online, where can we find you?
Oh, I'm on Facebook and Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. If you go to my website, karen-keller.com, you will find all of the places that you can connect with me, because I love hearing. And please, feel free to share your stories with me. I'm very interested in what's going on out there, because that impacts me. That helps me understand what it is you want more of. You know, tell me how you're using this. I mean, I've had hundreds of people already, and I read all of them. But definitely go to our site. You'll see, you can read more about this and the other products. I mean, we've bundled them, so we have some really good deals. But, you know, please go ahead and connect with me on all of these other platforms, because that's the conversation, and that's what I'm paying attention to.
Wonderful. Now, a lot of the listening audience here is on Twitter. They love Twitter, and she is, you can find her at Karen Keller on Twitter. That is all one word run together, Karen Keller on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's Karen Keller Influence It. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much for your time today. Karen, I really appreciate your taking the time to be on this call, and you and I will get together then. And within the next week, we'll plan a follow-up Google+ Hangout, and I hope that the entire Word of Mom audience can join us for that one as well. I'm going to turn this back over to... Oh, you're so welcome, Karen, and I would love to have you back on again, because I know what you have planned, and I know this is going to be highly valuable to this entire audience. So I'm going to turn this back over to Dori now, and she is going to finish up the show for us. Guys, thank you so much for being here today. If you have any questions, you can also find me, you know me, Janice_Clark over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook and Google+ as well. I, as always, look forward to hearing your feedback, getting your questions, and doing all I can to make sure that the Word of Mom audience gets every opportunity to succeed. Back to you, Dori.
Well, thanks, Janice. And, you know, I have my notes here. I'm really looking forward to taking a look at Karen's website. Again, it's karen-keller.com. Definitely connect with her on Twitter, at Karen Keller. And, you know, in recapping what we've heard, you know, the seven traits: confidence, courage, commitment, passion, empowering, trustworthiness, and likability. And let's face it, you know, as mompreneurs, these are things that we battle all the time: the confidence to do what we want to do, the courage to do it. We make the commitment, but it's so difficult when you hear family not supporting you and everything else, you know, and that's part of why Word of Mom Radio is here, the passion to support women and empowering them. And being that trustworthy source to share this information, and gosh darn it, we hope you like us, you know, but you know what I mean. And so I'm really looking forward to taking this assessment, because what a great tool to be able to have, to really be able to look at who you are and what you're doing, and the difference that it's making, and your strengths and your things that you need to build up. Because I don't like to use the word weaknesses, because they're not weaknesses. It's just everything that is, you know, who you are. And, you know, not being afraid of who you are, and not being afraid to just find what is your passion in life. I mean, I think that that's why mompreneurs, it's why we do what we do, because we are here to be passionate and excited and empower each other. And I'm excited for our upcoming shows. I just want to share with you, this week we have the debut of The Sneaky Mom with the mother of family ideas, Kaz Winters. And you guys all know Kaz Winters. She's one of our sponsors from everythingfamily.net, and she has created motheroffamilyideas.com. And Kaz knows that children learn best when they are playing, or at least they think they are. And this is where the mother of family ideas is that sneaky mom. And she's going to be sharing with us on Word of Mom Radio once a month on Wednesdays in our Rotating Wednesday platform, and she's going to share the sneaky things she did as a mom to help her children learn while they thought they were playing. And I love that because, you know, trust me, I was a sneaky mom. You guys all know the story of, you know, my kids doing housework and chores and not realizing till they were 10 that, you know, mopping the floor and doing their own laundry was actually work and not fun. And on Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show, my show's back. I took the Thursdays off in June, so I'm back in July here with Kathy Schimmelfeld, and she is sharing her company and the funding project that she's undertaken to move to the next level. She launched the iMommy app. It's a virtual baby app. And, I mean, you know, was showing a profit in 6 months and, you know, figuring out things as she was going along because as mompreneurs, let's face it, not all of us get the support of our family and friends. And Kathy has created amazing different apps and different things, and is now moving to the next level, and I wanted to share her here on Word of Mom Radio because it is hard to get the word out and to get funding and resources and making those connections. So I'm excited to have her on the show, and Sina will be back next Tuesday with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. Not sure what is on her calendar. We have a jam-packed month of July coming up, and Productive Play will be back. Our Wednesday rotating platform is really filling out. So we have Productive Play with Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sungar and Branding Beyond Blogging with Glenda Cates. And I'm really excited. Later this month, I'm going to be sharing Dr. Christina Hibbert and her book, This is How We Grow, a psychologist memoir of loss, motherhood, and discovering self-worth and joy one season at a time. And I have to tell you, you know, I get to read all kinds of books because I get to have the opportunity to share such wonderful women who are writing. And this is a book I very rarely will underline things in a book. And I can't help myself because there are things that I just want to go back to every once in a while and look at because they are so reinforcing. And one of the things I actually wanted to share is just a little, you know, tidbit of what you're going to be learning and hearing about when Christina comes on the show with me. And I love it because she's talking about accepting things the way they are and everything else. And it says acceptance doesn't mean that we like how things are, or even that we agree with how things are. It simply means we are no longer willing to engage in a war with ourselves over how things are. And I almost want to embroider that on a pillow because let's face it, how many of us are at war with ourselves on a continuous basis, you know, because we cannot accept how things are. And acceptance doesn't mean that we give up. It just means, you know, I, in my opinion, when you accept what's happening, then you move forward. It's the same thing with this assessment test. You know, being able to find out all of the things that you are strong in and the things that you need to build your strength in is a very empowering thing. It gives us more quote-unquote control. I'm doing my little finger quotes in the air. It enables us to really examine who we are, what we are doing, and the positive ways that we can grow to really make the most of our time online, offline, business, personal life, and everything in between. And the more we learn, the more we share. And that is why I love being here on Word of Mom Radio and getting to share with you every week all of the different shows that we have. I mean, it's so exciting to see how things are evolving with Word of Mom Radio and the amazing women that are here week after week sharing their gifts and times and talents, and more importantly, you guys who are here listening and downloading our archives and really making our time here such a joy. So for all of us here with Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for tuning in today. We will be back on Wednesday again this week with the debut of the Sneaky Mom, Kaz Winters, and Thursday on the Mompreneur Model. And I do encourage you to go back and enjoy our archives and share them with your friends. So until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now. Make a marvelous you.